Hello and welcome to Netone Darknet Summary. Here's the most important news from November. Russian darknet market Hydra is the sixth biggest cryptocurrency receiver in Eastern Europe. No other darknet market in any part of the world is placed in the top 20 crypto receivers. Most of Eastern Europe's darknet market transaction activity occurs on the Hydra marketplace. Hydra has built out a complex drug delivery system in Russia and other Eastern European countries, in which couriers receive delivery orders in a manner similar to Uber drivers and drop off packages in discrete locations, broadcast to buyers later so that neither party ever has to see each other or make an in-person exchange. Typically, a courier delivers items bought in Hydra to the secret drug caches, which could be located between some bricks in a building, under a park bench, or another similar place. Then the courier writes down the GPS coordinates and the buyer receives it with a message that the package is ready to pick up. To be able to provide such a delivery method, merchants from Hydra have to maintain crews of couriers. That's why this method is available only in Russia and CIS big cities. No other regions are comparable in terms of darknet market revenue or sophistication of operations. We reported on the Netone blog in July that over the last 18 months, 15 English-speaking darknet markets stopped operations. Some were busted, such as Wall Street Market, Valhalla, Berlusconi Market, Exdelic. Others stole their customers' money and did an exit scam, such as Nightmare Market, Silk Road 3.1, Grey Market, Apollone Market, Europa Market, and BitBazaar. The rest disappeared because of other or unknown reasons, such as Dream Market or CGMC. Right now, the oldest English-speaking darknet market is Empire, which is 3 years younger than Hydra. The rest of the darknet markets are even younger. Tis the season for return or refund fraud. Return fraud or refund fraud has risen in popularity as consumers have turned to online shopping amid the global pandemic. It will almost certainly spike as retailers rush to meet post-holiday demand. Threat intelligence company Sixskill reports that they found a robust dialogue among scammers on dark web forums over retailers' policies, what dollar amounts triggered fraud investigations, which companies are particularly willing to offer cash back, and how to avoid law enforcement. Some vendors even sold online training manuals in how to perpetrate return fraud. The simplest return fraud is the did not arrive claim. Shoppers simply wait until a package arrives, bring it inside, and then call the seller and claim it never came. COVID-19 has made the scheme easier because more people are asking for contactless deliveries. Scammers have found a number of ways around security measures. They use aged or stolen accounts with a long history of successful transactions, and they keep return requests to items that cost less than a few hundred dollars. That's the summary for November. Be sure to turn in next month for the next installation of Netone Darknet Summary.